This is St. Louis Public Radio. The St. Louis Ballpark Village is usually a venue for throwing back a few cold ones and watching the Cardinals game, but this Saturday, the venue will give locals a taste of Los Angeles. La Santa Cecilia is a modern band that fuses Mexican roots music and Pan-American sounds from cumbia to soul. The band comes to town for the first time Saturday for the En Vivo Latin Music Festival. St. Louis Public Radio's Jenny Simone reports.
Eva pasando el trapo sobre la mesa.
La Santa Cecilia never set out to be a band with a political message.
When we have written political songs, it's been a thing that happens out of necessity, you know?
That's Miguel Ramirez, the band's percussionist.
You feel it on your way and on your conscience, or sometimes you don't even know how strongly you're carrying around certain emotions until you start to talk about them or express them or write them down or you know, make them into a song. And that's the case that happened with
El Hielo anda suelto por esas calles. Nunca se sabe cuándo nos va a tocar. Lloran los niños, lloran a la
sal. El Hielo, or ICE in Spanish, stands for both frozen water and ICE, U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. As lovely as it sounds, the song offers a chilly critique of immigration law and an empathetic picture of immigrants living under the threat of deportation. Ramirez says the Los Angeles Quartet connected through similar life experiences growing up Latino in the U.S.
We spoke Spanish first before we spoke English, and our house was like a little Mexico, and then when we went outside of our house, well, we were in, you know, obviously in the States or whatever, but from there, our identity became very, very angelino, you know, like very super LA, multicultural, very, very American and very Mexican at the same time.
And you can hear influences from traditional Mexican musicians like Los Bukis and Juan Gabriel. But the Beach Boys, Marvin Gaye, and the Beatles are mixed in too.
Let me take you down, 'cause I'm going to Strawberry Fields. Nothing is real.
Ramirez says it's a politically crucial time for immigrants in the U.S. While he's disappointed by the landscape of the presidential election, he is enthusiastic about the ways La Santa Cecilia's music can change perceptions of immigrant communities.
We're doctors, we're lawyers, we're entertainers, we're all this stuff. We're not just hardworking Mexicans that mow people's lawns like some idiotic stereotype like that. We have to take every opportunity we can to represent that. And again, we're not this band that's carrying this crazy political banner with our fish raised in the air. We just try to humanize everything that's affecting us and that we're seeing within our community and in this country.
You can catch La Santa Cecilia on Saturday at the St. Louis Ballpark Village. I'm Jenny Simone, St. Louis Public Radio.